Tonight, have Franco-American spaghetti, the ready-to-serve spaghetti with the extra good sauce, a sauce of luscious tomatoes, snappy cheese, and savory spices. Delicious. Thrifty, too. Only a few pennies a portion. Get Franco-American spaghetti. Several cans.
Buy some Franco-American. It has that extra good sauce.
Campbell
Soup's
Hollywood Campbell Soup presents Double or Nothing, starring Walter O'Keefe. Have you heard the big news? It's tomato time. Time to stock up on Campbell's Tomato Soup, the soup most folks like best. Luscious, vine-ripened tomatoes, creamery butter, delicate seasoning. Mmm, good. That's Campbell's Tomato Soup. Makes a wonderful school day lunch for the youngsters. Serve it at home, or send it to school with them in a vacuum bottle. Stock up now for the weeks ahead. With food prices still a problem, Campbell's Tomato Soup is one of the best buys at your grocer's. So get plenty. Get a case of Campbell's Tomato Soup. It's tomato time. Time to stock up on Campbell's Tomato Soup. Here now is Double or Nothing, and Campbell's Man of the Half Hour, your paymaster of ceremony, Walter O'Keefe. Okay.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for such a hearty welcome. I couldn't feel happier if I had just run the length of the field for Santa Rosa. Now, I wish you... we have them all in the front row. But back of them, I wish you listeners could see the audience we have for this broadcast. Never have I seen people so beautifully dressed. Even the men are wearing mink coats.
Why not, baby? It's cold outside. No.
Hollywood clothes are unusual anyway. I went to Macambo the other night, and half the women wore hats, half the women left them home. Half the men wore hair, half the men left their hair home. I happen to be clothes conscious today, particularly because the papers have just announced the annual list of the 10 best-dressed men in America. And I was just nosed out by Bing Crosby. You know that habit Bing had of wearing his shirt hanging out? That's really modesty. He does that so the shirt will cover up the bulge where his wallet is. Sometimes there's a bulge there when there's no wallet there. But we passed that. Now, this happens to be what I'm wearing tonight is a new suit, a new set of threads I'm wearing. The vest is what you call a Tattersall vest, and it's the kind I always like. It makes me feel rich because I always have a check on me. I had to. You'll notice the trousers are a little bit baggy. Well, I'll make a confession. I bought this suit with two pair of pants, and I'm breaking them in together. Now we proceed with our first contestant on Double or Nothing, a lady of sere years, a very gallant gal who comes up here named Mrs. Jessie Tift, who is 65 years old. Jessie, we're delighted to have you here.
Thank you, Walter.
Now, you come from New Orleans, Jessie,
yes,
right?
Yes, and it's certainly a privilege to see you.
It's a privilege to see you, Jessie.
My,
what
you are
you...
dressed up. If I were 40 years younger, that's what I'm wishing.
If you were 40 years younger?
Yes.
And you're 65 now? Uh-huh. That would make you 25, just about my age, Jessie.
Boy, much better looking than being. How could you say it? Compare it.
Why, what are you attempting here, Jessie? Tell me, what do you think of Hollywood, Jessie?
Well, I think it's very fickle. They treat love very lightly out
they
here.
Treat love lightly? You
lightly.
Mean the boys have been trifling with?
I've been watching.
You've been watching?
Looking around.
Been looking around.
Yes.
And they treat it lightly.
Very lightly.
What, bringing forth a little tidbit of evidence. For example, what have you seen indicative of the fact that they treat it lightly?
Well, across from my apartment, I can see him come in there every night, and he kisses her goodnight. The shades are up in that apartment.
Uh-huh.
He kisses her, then he goes back to the door and comes back and kisses her again. And I saw that man sitting in the lobby of the apartment house talking to another girl.
Well, maybe that was his mother.
Well, I could see it. She was about his age.
Mm-hmm.
That's one example of how fickle they are.
Well, now, wait a minute. Jessie, darling, I want to make one point. If a man is entitled to or desirous of kissing one lady, Should he never talk to another woman?
Oh, yes, he could talk to her, but then he was making a date to go to the football game with his
What,
daughter.
Big ears? Oh, you were in the lobby and watched it.
Yes, I was.
Oh, I thought you saw this with your binoculars across the street.
Comes back and then kisses her again.
He kissed her again.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. What was your occupation during your lifetime?
Well, the first fortune I had, I inherited it from my mother and
yeah.
father. Then the next, my husband left me.
But you were a school teacher, weren't you?
Yes.
How long did you teach school?
30 years.
30 years? Bless you. You didn't get enough dough. I hope you get it here, and I hope...
Thank you very much, for I'll need it.
You... Let me ask you this.
$2 for dinner.
$2 for dinner?
I'm still hungry.
You're still hungry?
I better get some of that soup.
Honey, we'll see that you get some soup. But you say you need $2 more for dinner. You've already eaten it once?
Yes.
Well, what did you pay? How much was the check for your original dinner?
60 cents.
And they didn't feed you enough?
No. I'm still hungry now.
You're still hungry now? You know, if I didn't have a date with a girl I kissed twice, I'd take you out for dinner right now. Jesse, we'll see that you get some dough. Let me ask you this. Do you have any pet peeves at all? Are you annoyed by anything?
Oh, slamming doors.
Slamming doors.
Isn't that awful?
Oh, it's terrible.
Why, my grandmother would turn over in her grave if she heard he slam a door. You got to listen to that for anything.
If your grandmother's listening now, she'll turn over in her grave, Jesse. Jesse, your last name is spelled T-I-F-F-T.
Yes,
sir. What nationality is that? It's an unusual name.
Yes, it's French.
I have a friend back east. He's a diplomat with a Chinese embassy in Washington named Joe Koo, and he brought a singer to see me one day, and I says, Joe, what is the fellow's name? And he says, Zzz. I said, what? He says, Zzz. I says, how do you spell it? He says, S-Z-E. So I said, Joe, he's got to change his name. Imagine me introducing him on the air and say, you're now going to hear Joe Zzz sing. That's the only name I ever knew that went Zzz. And Tift is the only other one.
Well, there's a Tift house in Philadelphia, an old inn.
Well, there's a Zzz house in Canton.
I'll take your word
for the Tift house in Philadelphia, too. Jesse, you're delightful to have here
Thank
as a
you,
guest.
Walter.
I wish we could spend the whole half hour with you.
Well, I would like to spend every Sunday with you, too.
Jesse, what is your favorite kind of Campbell's soup?
Oh, Walter, that chicken soup. Isn't that grand?
Oh, it's wonderful. We'll send you a gift card and wherever you want it sent, Jesse.
Thank you very much,
We'll
Walter.
Be glad to with the sponsor's compliments.
Well, I'm
now,
hungry.
Then you can always... We happen to have, Jesse, a thing we call the $80 Grand Slam question.
Really?
You can win $80 with the answer that is nearest to the... These are usually silly things, you know.
Well,
if you banked in New York and were unable to make a deposit or a withdrawal, in how many years would your account be abandoned?
You mean my money?
Yes, your money.
Well, I ought to know that because my brother's a banker.
Your brother's a banker?
Yes, sir. He never told me that, though. Let me tell you. What do you do?
Well, what would your guess be, dear?
Well, you know, are you sure you know the answer? Is that right, answer?
Jesse, you just read that.
If you banked in New York and were unable to make a deposit withdrawal, how many years would your account be abandoned? Well, I think it's 10 years, Walter.
10 years?
Yeah. Now, you see, it may be different.
Well, of course.
In my brother's bank, it's 10 years.
In your brother's bank, it's 10 years?
Yeah, First National.
Well, wait a minute. Come back here. Don't you want to win some money?
Sure.
All right. What category have you chosen? You want to talk about there's a Ford in the name?
Yeah, let's have it.
That's the one we have. Now, in answer to these questions... You know, Jesse, I am so worried that you might not answer these correctly. I am so worried about that $2 dinner that I'm going to ask you two questions for $40.
Good. Don't
now,
make it so hard that Webster can't answer it.
I won't make it hard, Jesse. In the answer to these questions, the word Ford, F-O-R-D, is either the complete name or it's part of the surname. Now, let's see how many of these people you can identify. I think you're going to do all right here. The $2 question, the $20 question. What Ford put Fords on the road?
Henry Ford.
You've won $40. Congratulations. Oh, why can't I meet Jessie's all my life? Now Lou Crosby turns town crier to let you in on something big.
Hear ye, the time has come. Tomato time. Yes, today's the day. Your grocer and grocers from Maine to California are now featuring Campbell's Tomato Soup, the soup most folks like best. Every delicious spoonful brings folks the tempting goodness of plump, sun-ripened tomatoes pointed up by blending them with golden creamery butter and a hint of seasoning. Mmm, good. Be sure you take advantage of this great food buying opportunity. It's tomato time. So get on down to your grocer's right away. Today, see his big display of Campbell's tomato soup. Stock up for the fall and winter days ahead. Think of all the times you'll want to serve this delicious soup to your family. And remember, with food prices still a problem, Campbell's tomato soup is one of the best buys at your grocer's. So get 20, get 6 cans, a dozen. Why not get a case of Campbell's tomato soup? It's tomato time. Time to stock up on Campbell's tomato soup.
Don Clare replaces Jesse Tift at left half. We have a fellow from Oakland, California, who plays for Santa Rosa Junior College, and his name is Don Clare. And, Tom, we're glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Now, you might tell us, Don, I'd like to know just exactly what you're studying up at Santa Rosa.
I'm studying P.E., physical education.
Well, I'm glad you cleaned
that
up.
That's the easiest one.
And on the football team, you are what?
Guard.
You're the guard. In other words, you're the guy that takes the beating and never has your praises sung in the public prints.
That's right. We're never heard of.
A wept, unwept, unhonored, and unsung. But you get the dough in pro football, don't you?
We get it.
That's where the game is played. Now, what have you done before you went to school, Don?
Oh, a number of things.
For example?
I sex chickens and...
You what? Complete silence. This was in a hatchery, naturally.
Naturally.
Yes, yes. You're not married, of course.
No,
that, are you? How old are you, Don?
21.
21. Well, you're old enough to be married. Have you got a... Are you engaged?
Well, no, but...
But what?
I have a girl. You might call her a girl, but you never know.
You might call her a girl?
Some people do. I do.
When the football season is over, what is your primary preoccupation? What do you do outside of football season?
Well, work in a chicken hatchery.
Well, this is where I came in. Don, I'd love to see you win some dough. What is your favorite kind of Campbell's soup, Don?
Tomato soup.
Tomato soup? Yeah. We'll send you a gift carton and you can invite the squad over for dinner. Don, here comes the $80 Grand Slam question. If you banked in New York and you were unable to make a deposit or withdrawal, in how many years would your account be abandoned? Do you want to go into a huddle with the backfield? What would your guess be, Don?
8 years.
8 years. Thank you, Don. What category have you chosen, sir? The one that has to do with referee signals for fouls in football?
Yes.
Oh, you ought to do well here. Are you much on fouls? You come from a hatchery, boy. The supervisor of football officials for the entire Pacific Coast Conference, Mr. Curtis, tells us the following are the official college signals for fouls. I'll give the foul, and you tell me the signal the referee would give. $2. Campbell Soup asks you this. How would a referee indicate that there had been an unnecessary delay in the game? What would he do?
He'd go thusly.
He'd fold his arms across his chest. All right, now we've won that one. Let's move on to the $4 question. $4, Campbell Soups wants to know, how would you indicate the illegal use of hands and arms by the team in possession of the ball? That's right, the banging on the wrist. It's like a seal waving to his mate, you know? The $6 question for Campbell Soups is this. If an ineligible pass receiver is downfield on a forward pass, how does the official indicate this foul?
I know this one.
You do? All right. He pats the top of his head. He doesn't pat the player's head.
No.
$10 question for Campbell Soup. If there has been forward pass interference, how does the referee indicate it?
Like this.
That's it. Both arms up with the palms up. Did you have your palms up?
Yep. Yeah. Oh. Sure.
All right. Now, it's under double or nothing? You've won $10 safely. Will you split this with the boys?
Yes.
You're out of your mind. $20, Campbell Soups asks you this. How do you indicate unnecessary roughness in college football?
By extending the arm out.
Extending one arm out. All right, for $40, double or nothing, how do you indicate that somebody is offside? Just place your hands on your hip. Congratulations, you won $40. I don't think Santa Rosa was ever penalized in its history. Our next contestant will tackle our next question in just a moment.
This concludes the first half of Double or Nothing, brought to you by Campbell's Tomato Soup.
Blow the whistle and get on the track of Campbell's Pork and Beans. Cause once you try them, you'll never go back to any other beans. Camels are top, so get them today. Give them a try and you're gonna say, for flavor and zest, the beans that are best are Campbell's Pork and Beans.
Now the second half of Double or Nothing, brought to you by Campbell's Pork and Beans. Listen for the Grand Slam finish in the Red and White Sweepstakes. And here's our paymaster of ceremonies, Walter O'Keefe. Okay, O'Keefe.
Now, a lady with tish and red hair from Hollywood comes to the microphone, and I can't believe the name. Her name is Mrs. June Bride Thale.
Bride.
June Bride, B-R-Y-D-E.
But I wasn't a June Bride.
You weren't a June Bride. I used to know a fellow named August Divorce September, you know? June, tell me this. What's your business?
Well, I've worked in pictures all my life, and now I'm in the jewelry business.
You have? What did you do in pictures, June?
Started out in our gang comedies. I worked with Bing Crosby, Bob Hope.
Were you in our gang comedies? For heaven's sakes. What year was that?
I worked with Bing Crosby and Bob Hope.
You had training as a comedian, I can tell that. Now, let's see if we can win you some dough here. You have one already, a gift card and a Campbell's Pork and Beans. Here's the $80 Grand Slam question. If you banked in New York, June, and were unable to make a deposit or withdrawal, in how many years would your account be abandoned?
50 years.
50 years, thank you. What category have you chosen?
Number one.
Number one brings the music into play with Irv Orton at the organ and piano. Every one of these songs has something to do with the heart. Go ahead, Irv, for $2.
I love you. Peg of my heart.
Peg of my heart wins you two skins. Now we come to the $4 question for Campbell Soups on the organ only.
Heartaches.
Heartaches lead you up to the $6 question for Campbell Soups. Organ and piano. Let's have it, Irv. That's all I meant.
My heart stood still.
My heart stood still. Leads you up to the $10 question for Campbell Soups.
Two hearts beat in 3/4 time.
Two hearts beat? Do you want to take off and dance, kid? You've won $10. Now, do you want to sit down with the ten or go double or nothing?
Well, I'll go double or nothing.
Double or nothing for $20. Let's have it, Irv.
Who are stout? Give me some men who are stout-hearted men.
Stout-hearted men. For $40, double or nothing on the organ and piano, Mary Martin success.
My heart belongs to Dad.
You have won $40. Congratulations. Now, Lou Crosby, what's your subject this time, Lou?
Husbands, Walter, and how to keep them happy.
What gives you? You're the man for pork and beans.
That's right, Walter, and most any man is for Campbell's Pork and Beans, definitely. That's why I say it's a wise wife who keeps her husband happy by serving him Campbell's pork and beans often.
That's my Mrs. O'Keefe. She knows the way to Mike's and Anthony's, and my heart is through a big casserole of Campbell's pork and beans. We love those beans.
You got lots of company there, Walter. Yes, women all across the country have found that Campbell's are pork and beans the way they should be.
Pork and beans the way the men like them.
Yes, sir. Campbell's pork and beans are different from ordinary beans, because Campbell's have a special way of cooking them, right along with lean bacon pork and an out-of-this-world tomato sauce.
Delicious.
So how about it, you gals listening? Make your husband happy by serving him Campbell's pork and beans real soon.
From Encino, California, we have a gentle named...
We're the only sober people here.
We have a lad named Melvin Daly. And Melvin, I hesitate to announce what your work is. Would you please tell the listening audience what your job is?
Yes, I train skunks and other animals for the movies.
You train skunks for the movies?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Are skunks... Let me ask you this. May I ask you this? Yes. You haven't got one in your pocket now.
No, I haven't.
Are skunks smart?
Oh, yes, very smart.
Well, if they're smart, why don't you talk it over with them to get change that stuff they squirt, you know? Couldn't you train them to squirt taboo, for instance?
I talk to them after they've had their change.
You talk to them after they've done it? That's when I run away from them. What other jobs have you had besides being an animal trainer?
I was a chimney sweep and human fly back in Ohio.
You were?
Yes.
Did you climb up the sides of buildings?
That's right.
For heaven's sakes, how long did you do that?
About 7 years.
What'd you give it up for?
Well, the doctor said, go west, young man, go west, and I came out west.
Well, we've still got buildings you can crawl up here. People do it out here in cars.
I'm getting too old.
Let me ask you this, you married?
Yes, I am.
How did you happen to meet Mrs. Daly?
I went up and was cleaning the chimney, and I went downstairs, and my face was naturally full of soot. And
well, go on. Now, where was she?
And I went back up and went downstairs, and I just climbed down off the building and went down the basement, and my wife was there. She said, what are you doing around here? She didn't know her dad ordered me to clean the furnace in the chimney, you know.
And you were made up in soot
on your... That's right. I was all made up, you know, like Al Jolson.
Yeah.
I can say that.
Yeah, sure you can. So?
So I sang Mammy, and her and I started going together.
Well, let me ask you this. By the way, you have won a gift card to Campbell's Pork and Beans. Here comes the $80 question. If you banked in New York and were unable to make a deposit or withdrawal, in how many years would your account be abandoned?
About 18 years.
How much?
18 years.
18 years. Thank you, Melvin. What category have you chosen, sir?
Number 15.
Number 15. All right. 15 has to do with I've been working on the railroad. The $2 question for Campbell's is this. The man who takes your luggage from your car or cab to the train and sets it in the proper care, holds a job as a what?
Porter.
Porter or red cap? The $4 question for Campbell's Soup is this. After you run the train in a day coach, a boy or a man may come through selling candy or magazines. What do you call him?
Busher.
Butcher. He's the train butcher. The $6 question for Campbell's is this. A man who goes along the rail line on foot to see that everything in that section is in good, useful condition. What do you call him? He has a definite name and an important job with the railroad. He walks along by the tracks.
Track walkers?
Track walker, yes. The $10 question. $10 question for Campbell's is this. The man who takes care of the mechanism for breaking rail connections, for shunting cars from one track to another. What do you call him?
Switchman.
$10. Now, you've won $10. Do you want to go double or nothing?
Yes, sir.
For $20, Campbell's wants the answer to this. The man in a railroad car who takes care of the instrument for lessening its speed and stopping it is called what?
Brakeman.
For $40. Do you want to go for 40?
Yes, sir.
Double or nothing for 40. A railroad official in charge of the movement of trains is a what? The fellow that sends them all over the place.
Dispatcher.
Dispatcher wins you $40. Congratulations. We'll be back in just a moment with today's Grand Slam winner in the Campbell Sweepstakes.
Blow the whistle and get on the track of Campbell's Pork and Beans. Cause once you try them, you'll never go back to any other beans. Camels are top, so get them today.
Hey, give them a try and you're going to say for flavor and zest, the beans are our best, are Campbell's pork and beans.
Yes, you'll say Campbell's are the best pork and beans you ever tasted. Once you taste a gleaming, delicious forkful, once you polish off a heaping plateful, you'll never again settle for ordinary beans. So right away, today, get the best. Get Campbell's. Campbell's Pork and Beans.
Thank you, Lou. Today's Grand Slam question was this. If you banked in New York and were unable to make a deposit or withdrawal, in how many years would your account be abandoned? The source of authority is the magazine Pageant. The answer is 15 years. With an estimate of 18, Melvin Daly, the skunk trainer, wins.
Now, friends, our most exciting moment, the red and white sweepstakes. Today's cash prize from Campbell's amounts to $222. Today's winning question on the back of a Campbell's pork and beans label comes from Mr. C.V. Horan of 4208A DeSoto Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri. And we'll pay half-hour sweepstakes, $111 for it. The first contestant to come up with the correct answer wins the other half of our sweepstakes, or $111. If no one wins, the studio contestants' half the money will be added to tomorrow's red and white sweepstakes. Walter?
You have 30 seconds. Get out your pencils. Here is Mr. Harron's question. Quotes. A spat is a cloth covering for the instep and ankle occasionally worn by men. This, however, is the shortened form of the name of this article of clothing. If I wanted to order a pair of spats by their full name, what would I ask for?
Campbell's bring you the red and white sweepstakes. Campbell's paying off again. Take a try at the red and white sweepstakes. Think about it, rack your brain. Come on and join this money-making caper. If you know the answer, write it on your paper. Walter. Hey, Walter! Have we got a winner today,
No, we have no winner today. The sweepstakes question came from Mr. Harron of St. Louis, Missouri, who asked this. A spat is a cloth covering for the instep and ankle, occasionally worn by men. This, however, is the shortened form of the name of this article of clothing. If I wanted to order a pair of spats by their full name, what would I ask for? And I'm startled you didn't know you'd ask for spatterdashers. Who ever heard of such a thing? Spatterdashers, and not as Don Clare suggested, spatulas. No. Congratulations.
Every day on Double or Nothing, you listeners have a chance to win half the sweepstakes money by sending in the winning sweepstakes question. Here's all you do. Think up a question on any subject. Print your name and address on the back of a Campbell's pork and beans label. Write your question and answer under your name and indicate a standard authority such as an encyclopedia, atlas, or other source where we can check the accuracy of your answer. Then mail it to Double or Nothing Sweepstakes, Box 551, Hollywood 28, California. Questions will be judged on the basis of originality, interest, and neatness and clarity of presentation. Entries to be considered for next week's programs must be postmarked during the 7 days prior to midnight, October 15th. The person who submits the winning entry will receive one half the sweepstakes for that program. The decision of the judges is final. Duplicate prizes will be awarded in case of ties. All questions become the property of the makers of Campbell's Pork and Beans, and none will be returned.
This is Walter O'Keefe saying goodbye for now, and when you buy pork and beans, get the best. Say goodbye to the rest, get Campbell.
Double or Nothing, a full half hour of Question Marks and Laughs starring Walter O'Keefe, is brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, by Campbell's Soup and Campbell's Pork and Beans. This is Lou Crosby saying goodbye till tomorrow.
For lively flavor and goodness that no one single juice can surpass, serve B.A. vegetable juices. There's goodness in every glass.
B.A. B8, the all-vegetable drink, it's great. 8 luscious vegetables in every glass of V8.
Delicious, nutritious V8.
So go get a can of V8.
It's great!